إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله تعالى، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم عما بعد. Before beginning this khutbah, inshallah, brothers and sisters in Islam, and we began last week talking about the great blessing that Allah has bestowed upon us if we make a mistake. I made a mistake and I want to correct it, and that mistake needs to be clarified because we don't want to mislead people. I mentioned last week, and one of the brothers, may Allah reward him, reminded me in front of the masjid here that I said that when you finish making wudu, you say ghufranak. And in my mind, I meant to say that when you finish using the bathroom to relieve yourself and then you make wudu and leave the bathroom, then you say ghufranak. So we don't want to mislead anyone. Today, inshallah, we'd like to move on with this topic of clarifying some common mistakes. And today, inshallah, we'll be in the area of zawaj and at-talaq. Common errors in terms of marriage and divorce. And among those errors are the men getting married, seeking women for other than the reason that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised strongly for us to look for. اختيار الزوجة, seeking the right woman, choosing the right mate, is the beginning, is the asl, is the foundation to an Islamic household. If you want to have an Islamic household, if you want to upgrade your house from a Muslim household to an Islamic household, you have to look for a good woman with deen. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Tunkahu al-mar'atu li-arba." A woman is married for four reasons. And some of the mistakes that brothers are making in terms of marriage and seeking for a good woman or seeking for a Muslim woman, they think that this hadith is encouraging them to marry for one of those four reasons, even though it's allowed to marry the woman for the reasons that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned. لِمَالِهَا وَلِنَسَبِهَا وَلِجَمَالِهَا وَلِدِينِهَا. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you can marry her for her property, her wealth, her cash. You can marry her for her genealogy, meaning her social status, how she has position in the society. You can marry her for her beauty, no problem. If you like light skin, no problem. If you prefer dark skin, no problem. If you prefer green eyes, no problem. If you prefer blue eyes, no problem. If you prefer some woman who has long hair, short hair, fat, skinny, it doesn't make any difference, it's up to you. And the Prophet said, لِدِينِهَا لِدِينِهَا. And the last one he mentioned, for her deen. For her deen. فَظْفَرْ بِذَاتِ الدِّينِ تَرَبَتْ يَدَاكَ. He said, look for the one who has the deen, may your hands be covered with dust. And this expression in Arabic shows that you're going to have success. May your hands be covered with dust. So we should look for the woman that has deen. You want the woman who's going to give you happiness in this life. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned of the sa'ada, of the happiness in this dunya, he said, and he mentioned three things, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, لِسَانٌ ذَاكِرٌ وَقَلْبٌ شَاكِرٌ وَامْرَأَةٌ صَالِحَةٌ تُعِينُهُ عَلَىٰ أَمْرِ دِينِهِ. A tongue that always remembers Allah. This is one of the things of happiness in this life. That always makes the dhikr of Allah. Always reading the Quran. Always making subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. In any way you say it, is okay. And you can switch it around. Allahu akbar, subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah. Any way you want to say it is okay. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it doesn't make any difference which way you say it. Qalbun shakirun, and a heart that's thankful. Thankful for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Wa imra'atun salihatun, and a righteous woman. Not any woman. A righteous woman who assists you in the affairs of your deen. She sees you lying on your stomach, which is not permissible because this is one of the positions that is displeasing to Allah. She taps you, tells you, turn over. You're lying in a manner displeasing to your Lord. She hears you on the telephone, backbiting, gossiping, slandering. She says, honey, you shouldn't do this. You should make tawbah. She sees you sleeping too much at night. When she gets up to make the two rak'ah, the light two rak'ah that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make, after reading those ayat at the end of Ali Imran and making the appropriate dua and using the miswak to clean her teeth, she gets you and she wakes you up, and when you struggle and the shaitan is trying to urinate in your ears to keep you, to oversleep, to keep you in the bed, she sprinkles some water in your face because she wants you to get the Jannah. She wants you to get the pleasure of Allah. This is the type of woman we should be looking for. And we're not saying that a man can't marry a Christian or a Jew. But as Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, told us, out of the things that are halal, even though it's halal, I can't imagine a man marrying a woman who says that Jesus is her Lord. I can't imagine that a man would want to marry a woman who says Jesus is her Lord. So we should look for the woman who has deen, the deen of Islam, the deen that teaches that Allah is the only one that's worthy of worship. We should look for that woman that's going to assist us in the affairs of our deen. Even if she might not be totally pleasing. Because there's another narration from that is attributed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that a woman is married for four reasons. Another narration. But this narration, as the scholars of hadith of the past have stated, the chain of this narration is not authentic. It can't be accepted. But the meaning of the hadith is sahih. The hadith is not authentic, but the meaning is authentic. تنكح المرأة لأربع. A woman is married for four. And then the hadith goes on and says, for her money, for her genealogy, for her beauty, for her deen. As for her money, the hadith says, perhaps the money might make her transgress. The meaning is authentic. For surety, money can make you transgress, depending upon your understanding of the dunya with the akhirah. And perhaps her beauty might eventually deteriorate. And for surety, she looked good when she was 21 years old, but when she gets 50, 60, she gets wrinkles, she starts to flab, whatever Allah tests us with. And that may make you look someplace else. So we should marry the woman for the deen. Because if she fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have a precious gem in your home, brothers. You have something that no thing in this dunya except for the things that the Prophet mentioned can equal it. You have the best thing that you could have. A Muslim woman who believes that there's nothing worthy of worship as a deity except Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. The next common mistake that is being made among the Muslims is that when they get married, they go to the woman and they ask the woman to release her maintenance. That is, they ask the woman to waive taking care of her. That is, they ask the woman to release herself from the right of being taken care of and you maintaining her. This is a big mistake. And this is something that you don't have, nor does she have, the power or the authority to remove. Because Allah Azza wa Jalla says, الرجال قوامون على النساء. That men are the maintainers and the protectors and the providers of the women. So if you remove yourself from taking care of her, then who's going to take care of her? Either she's going to have to work, or if she has a lump sum, a large lump sum of money from a savings that she uses from before you married her, whatever or whoever takes care of her, it's not you, and it would eventually diminish your status in her eyesight. Eventually. Even the best of women, it will eventually diminish your status and position as a man in her eyesight. Another mistake that is being made on the part of the women in terms of marriage are the women asking for large dowries. And the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the sahaba of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa sallam is that the man presented the dowry and the woman would accept it in almost all cases. In general, the man in those days would present the dowry and the woman would accept it, no matter what it was. And we find dowries like iron rings. We find dowries like a pair of shoes. We find dowries like a book in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? It's because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Khayru sudaq aysaruhu." The best dowry is the least. The best dowry is the least. And attached to that mistake, which has become rampant, especially in the United States, are some Muslims who have the mistaken notion that if a girl is a virgin, she deserves more. This is against the sunnah. That if a woman is a virgin, she deserves more. The dowry, brothers and sisters in Islam, is not for value. It is not for thamen. It is not a price. It is for Ramz. It is a sign for the purification of her private parts and to show her independence. And that's why he said the best dowry is the least. And who is better than the wives of the Messenger of Allah? Ya Nisa al-Nabiyu lastunna ka ahadan min al-Nisa. Allah says in the Quran, O wives of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O women of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are not like any other women. There are no women, and there will never be any women like the Messenger of Allah's wives. And the Messenger of Allah's wives, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or radiallahu anhunna ajma'een, they received the highest dowry out of all his wives. The highest dowry that was paid was 40 and a half dirham. 40 and a half dirham, which is equal today to about $17. About 17 American dollars. Are we saying that a man can't offer the woman $500,000? Are we saying he can't offer $1 million? We're not saying that. But we're saying if you want to get closer to the sunnah, then the sunnah is to give as least as possible so you can get the thing going. Because the dowry is not something that the woman is to be used, is using to fall back on. It's only representing the fact that she's free, able to get married, and you're going to take part and enjoyment in her private part. As for thinking that the dowry is something of value for because of the woman herself, this is a mistake. And this is Omar's statement, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He said, أَلَا لَا تُغَالُوا بِصُدُقِ النِّسَاءِ فَإِنَّهَا لَوْ كَانَتْ مَكْرُمَةً فِي الدُّنْيَا أَوْ تَقْوَى عِنْدَ اللَّهِ لَوْ كَانَ أَوْلَاكُمْ بِهَا النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَمَا أَصْدَقَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِمْرَأَةً مِنْ زَوْجَاتِهِ أَوْ أُصْدِقَتْ إِمْرَأَةٌ مِنْ بَنَاتِهِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, or to say Umar ibn Khattab said, beware of making the dowries large. Beware of giving large dowries to the women. For if it was a good fortune or good deed in the dunya, or taqwa with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have given a large dowry, or to his wives, or allowed large dowries to come for his daughters. When he married the women, Omar is saying,
If it was something of goodness to give a large amount, he would have required a large amount for his wife and a large amount for his daughters. But rather, as Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, that the sultaq, that the dowry of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was sintay ashrata uqiyatan. And this hadith is collected by Ahmed and Abu Dawood and the Tirmidhi and Nasa'i with an authentic chain. He said that it was 12 uqiyah, which is equal to 40 or 40 and a half dirham. So brothers in Islam, the happiness for the woman is the least dowry. And I remember a sister coming to this masjid, asking for some retribution from her husband who hadn't paid the dowry. Just a few months ago, she was complaining that her husband hadn't paid the dowry. And the dowry was a date. A piece of fruit. A date. He hadn't paid a date. Wallahu Akbar. Brothers and sisters in Islam, we're not once again saying that the dowry can't be high. But what we are saying is that the dowry of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba was the one that was least. And that's why he sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, إِنَّ مِنْ يُمْنِ الْمَرْأَةِ تَيْسِيرُ خِطْفَتِهَا وَتَيْسِيرُ صُدَاقِهَا وَتَيْسِيرُ رَحْمِهَا أو كما قاله صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, of the happiness of the woman, among the things that are happiness, the sa'ada, or the sa'ada of the woman, is easiness in the engagement, easiness in the dowry, and easiness in her womb. Meaning that she is one who has a lot of children. These things are part of the happiness of a woman. So brothers and sisters in Islam, we should stay far away from these exorbitant dowries. Because the exorbitant dowries, as we see in Muslim countries abroad, are making people go towards the haram. When the people require $100,000 American dollars, or $200,000 American dollars, or you have to have an apartment that you own, not rent, that you have to have an apartment that you own, along with $100,000 American or $60,000 American, and you have to have it fully furnished before you can have my daughter, this will make the person go towards the haram. It'll make him say, well, I can't get married, but the best thing for me to do is to go and commit zina, wal'iyadhu billah. You see the harm in this, brothers? You see the harm in this, oh guardians, oh you guardians who are taking care of these women. Stop pushing these women to ask for large sums. And another mistake in marriage, brothers and sisters in Islam, is deferring the dowry. And we've mentioned this on this minbar on many occasions, that the women should stop allowing the men to have a deferred dowry. There's no alimony in Islam. There's no such thing as alimony. The man gets a divorce from the woman, or she gets a khula from the man, and the man hasn't paid the dowry, they're completely free from each other, and she's still waiting for the dowry to be paid. The dowries in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam were paid right there on the spot. Right there on the spot. And then they go and consummate the wedding after the ceremony. Another mistake, brothers and sisters in Islam, is the utilization of the so-called wedding band. And this, as we mentioned last week, is not just a mistake. This is a reprehensible, unscrupulous, nefarious, stinking, vengeful innovation. There's no such thing as a wedding band, whether it's on your left hand or your right hand. The wedding band, brothers and sisters in Islam, on the fourth finger of the left hand is from the ancient Assyro-Babylonians. And the Egyptians took it from them. The magicians, the people who practiced sihr, wal'iyadhu billah, used to think that there was a main vein in this fourth finger on the left hand. When they used to stir their magic potion, they thought that there was a vein that went straight to their heart. So to protect them, wal'iyadhu billah, and there's no protection except with Allah, they used to put a ring on that finger to stir their potion.
to protect them from being affected by the seher that they were stirring up in their pots. Then the Christians borrowed that from those pagans. And then they added some bid'ah ala al-bid'ah. They added some innovation on top of the innovation, and they said that the ring on the left hand represents the union of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So when Muslims say that this is my wedding band, this is what you're involved in. There's no such thing as a wedding band, but there is such thing as a gift of a dowry for the wedding. Listen very closely. There is no such thing as a wedding ring, but there is such thing as a ring given as a wedding gift. Big difference, brothers. Don't fall into following the way of the kuffar, of which is prophesied by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Also among the serious mistakes, but rather it is a reprehensible innovation, are the couple sitting on a high platform so everybody can see them, the man and the woman, and they perform the marriage in full view. Don't you have any hira? Don't you have any shame? Don't you have any jealousy for your wife? How in the world are you going to have your wife uncovered with a thin, flimsy, skimpy veil on, showing her hair, showing her arms, showing her thighs, showing her ankles, showing her feet, in some cases even showing the cleavage of her bosom, wali'adhu billah, sitting in front of all the men performing a wedding ceremony. And then to add injury to insult, or insult to injury, as they say, you now commit another bid'ah on top of the bid'ah, on top of the tashabbuh bil kuffar, and imitating the kuffar, you take a handkerchief, you place it over her hand, and you take the handkerchief's other end, and you place it over your hand, and then the khatib comes, and commits another bid'ah, and puts his hand on top of your hand, and recites al-fatiha, and then another bid'ah comes, the people buy and compete over buying the handkerchief that you're trying to sell, like it has some blessings in it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من أحدث في أمرنا هذا ما ليس منه فهو رد غير مقبول. Whoever introduces anything into this affair of ours that is not originally of it, whoever brings crap into this scene that is not originally of it, it will be accepted. It will not be accepted. It will be rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the Muslims do something else. They follow the kuffar, tying shoes and cans on the back of their automobiles, writing just married on the windows with soap. And they put streamers all over it and beat the horn. Going down the street like some Jew, like some Christian, like some Hindu, wali'adhu billah. And when the people come out of the masjid, like they come out of the churches, they throw rice on the people. Do you know where this comes from, brothers? Throwing rice over the people. And then when he gets her to the room, he carries her over the threshold, like the barbaric pagans used to do in the times of old. This is where it comes from. He carries her over the threshold. And among those innovations is taking the garter, the stocking garter from her leg, and throwing it to the people, or turning around backwards. Some more superstition. And taking the bouquet of flowers. Muslims! We're not talking about Catholics, Baptists, Muslims! Taking the bouquet of flowers, turning around, and throwing it behind their back, and the woman who catches it, that's supposed to symbolize she's going to get married next. La ilaha ghayruhu. There's no one worthy of worship except him. And among the mistakes and innovations, brothers and sisters, and there's too many. We need 5 months, 6 months of khutbah. There's too many mistakes, too many innovations. We're doomed, brothers and sisters. Wallahi, we're doomed if we don't return to the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in everything. One of the other mistakes, brothers and sisters, in marriage, are the Muslim fathers and mothers, more specifically the fathers, because no woman can be a wali of a girl. Are the fathers preventing their daughters from getting married because of a bachelor's degree, or a master's degree, or a PhD degree? Do you know what you're doing, brothers? Do you know what you're doing to that girl when you prevent her from getting married? When her hormones are screaming out, Do you know what you're doing to her? If she commits sinner, you are going to get part of the blame. No doubt about it, you are going to get part of the blame. Because you are causing fitna. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has already told us, when someone comes to you, and you are pleased with their deen and their character, تَرْضَوْنَا خُلَقَهُ وَدِينَهُ فَزَوِّجُوهُ فَإِنْ لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَتَكُنْ فِتْنَةٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَفَسَادٌ عَرِيضٌ وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ فَسَادٌ كَبِيرٌ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when that man comes to you, then marry that man to that girl. And if you don't, then you will cause fitna in the earth and widespread corruption. Brothers and sisters in Islam, these are just some of the errors that Muslims are committing in marriage. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us of our sins and have mercy on us and pardon us and keep our hearts firm in His deen and His obedience. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن استنى بسنته ومن تمسك بدينه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. وبعد. Among the errors, brothers and sisters in Islam, in talaq, are the Muslims using the unauthentic hadith, أبغض الحلال إلى الله وعند الله الطلاق. That the most hated thing with Allah out of the halal things are divorce. This hadith, brothers and sisters, is not authentic. And there are so many scholars of Islam, of the past, not of today, of the past, that say that this hadith is not acceptable. It is not authentic. There's no thing, brothers and sisters, in Islam that Allah has made halal that is disliked by Allah. There is no thing in Islam that Allah has made halal that Allah hates. Think about that. How can Allah make something halal for the Muslims and then dislike it? How? And people stay in marriages that they shouldn't stay in. Because there are some cases where you need to get out, sister. Because that man is crazy. Something's wrong with him. He's got some mental problem. And you stay in the marriage because you think that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah hates divorce. Or you got a crazy backbiting, always slandering, gossiping, looking at TV all the time, staying on the telephone, all kinds of things, woman. And you think that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the most hated thing to Allah of the halal is divorce. Brothers and sisters, if you have that situation, and you've been patient, and you've been patient, and you've been patient, you got a man who's using crack. 4 telephone calls in less than 2, we've mentioned it in the past, is that it is haram, talaqul bid'i, as the scholars call it, to divorce your wife on her menses. And it is haram, talaqul bid'i, for you to divorce your wife after you've been intimate with her within that month of purity. You cannot divorce your wife when she's on her menses, and you cannot divorce your wife if you've been sexually intimate with her, and if you do it, even though it's haram, yaqa. It still counts. It still counts as one divorce. And among those mistakes of talaq, brothers and sisters in Islam, among those mistakes of talaq, which are also innovations, are the men, as we've mentioned in the past, who divorce their wives for the last time. For the last time. And then he realizes the mistake that he made, and he tries to get somebody by paying them $200, or $300, or $500, or $1,000, or whatever, to marry his wife, divorce her after consummating it, so that he can remarry her again. This is tahallul. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has cursed the person who does this, and the person who offers that to be done. It is not permissible to marry a woman for the purpose of getting her back to her husband after the third divorce. Brothers and sisters in Islam, there are too many mistakes and or innovations that are involved, that we have involved ourselves in the marriage and divorce. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep our hearts firm in His deen and His obedience. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who follow the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us in the closest proximity in the majlises of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi.